me one mic. Everybody's got excuses, but you got one life to live, one life to give, one moment, one opportunity. Boy, that's it, and it's all said and done. When the going gets tough and the tough gets going, you just go ahead and run. 'Cause opinions are like assholes, everybody has one. They're being constructive or they jealous of the outcome. It's not about the times you fail, it's about the times you got up.
Is an explosion, folks, because boy, did we get a huge debut this week at WrestleDream. Of course, it was NXT No Mercy and WrestleDream, AEW WrestleDream this weekend. So it was a jam-packed wrestling week, and we will get that all for you tonight. But before we do anything else, let me introduce to you my co-compadre, my partner in crime here. Big Red, how goes it, good sir?
Well, I'm exhausted of watching so much wrestling, to be honest with you. I can't even catch up anymore. I can't. I don't know who's where, where's what happened, which day. I think I'm gonna tell my wife to get like a double screen in the bedroom.
I don't think that's gonna help you, because then that's gonna be bad for your ADD, and then you'll just be all over the place, and you'll still that's be like, who's true. Where, what's first, who's on second, who's on third, what's that's going on? Fair enough. Definitely a lot of wrestling. I do find myself trying to take notes, but you know, then I get excited of certain things happening, and then my ADD kicks in, and I forget everything. So. Pretty bad for doing a podcast, but however, we do our darndest in giving you what's at least the most important, because the most important we do at least remember. So it is going to be a good time. And with all that said, let's get to the hot topics. Boom. So for hot topic number one, if you guys lived under a rock this weekend, you enjoyed outside, it was summer again during fall, didn't feel like watching some wrestling, you did miss quite a huge debut. It was rumored, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Copeland, formerly known as Edge, has debuted at WrestleDream, and he is officially All Elite. I went crazy when it happened, went on the TikToks, did my whole freaking reaction to it, and safe to say I was excited. Yeah, so it was rumored, and of course Edge did come out during the Darby Christian match, which was also pretty chaotic in and on its own. Darby, man, you got to watch yourself, because this guy just keeps upping the ante with all the stuff that he's doing. Rings were torn apart. But ultimately, Christian did end up picking up the win. And mm-hmm. Nick Wayne also did a swerve where he ended up turning on Darby as well. That was that I kind of saw coming.
Did you?
A little bit. I was like, oh, maybe Nick.
I didn't.
I thought if Edge wasn't going to return, Nick Wayne was going to just swerve kind of thing. Oh. I'm like, we got to get something big.
Whose house? Sorry.
Right, which was also a great match, and we'll definitely get to that afterwards too. Nick Wayne swerved. So Christian picked up the win, and then they decided to all gang up on Darby. Sting decided to try and come and help. That didn't work out too well. First of all, went crazy, because I'm like, Sting, first of all, Christian tore up the entire ring. So he got rid of all the padding and all that. So it was just boards underneath. And then Sting decides to come into the ring. I'm like, Sting, man, you got to stop getting yourselves into these situations. You're going to take a bump. I know Darby can do it. Darby is a crazy motherfucker, but he's also like, you know, 40 something years younger than you.
Right.
So, you know, he can. But then, yeah. And then next thing you know, we see a little vignette on the Titantron. Right. And then You Think You Know Me. Boom, Edge's theme song from Alter Ridge was used.
But they changed the beginning.
Well, they did. Yeah. So it was Beth Phoenix and Edge's voice, apparently.
But it doesn't say, do you think you know me? It's now it's you. You think you know.
I think it was you think you know him.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. I think you know him. Yeah. Vignette. I got to keep that going. That's always a keeper for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I went to school for English, but they clearly failed
me. West High.
Jesus, yeah. you know, that's what happens, I guess. Yeah, so Edge came out, and then Christian was about to do the concerto on Darby Allin. Edge came out, says, oh, give me the chair, give me the chair. He was about to do it, but of course he ends up throwing the chair at everybody and spearing Luchasaurus in probably what looked like one of his best spears. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Oh my God, he's all elite. Oh my God, his spear is so much better now. I don't know. He has more freedom. I don't know. That just might be all in my head. Yep.
When the pay-per-view started and they said that the Christian and Darby match was the main event, which I was surprised because I thought it would be the Brian versus Sabre match.
Right. And that's hilarious. Only Drake went to Degrassi. That's what Drake did. Us Canadians went to regular schools without cameras, unfortunately. Yeah.
And Degrassi's in Toronto. So when they said that the Christian match wasn't the main event, I'm like, okay. I already knew, okay, he's coming. So when it actually happened, I wasn't like, oh, look, he's there. I thought so.
Well, I mean, yes and no. Because at the same time, I'm like, okay, maybe I just come in. But then I'm like, okay, maybe because he's from Seattle. That's a thing. He'll win the championship. But then again, so is Brian Danielson. So, you know, that is a bigger match. However, Brian Danielson doesn't want to be last, apparently. He likes to be like main eventing his matches, pay-per-view cards especially. So apparently it's a thing that Brian Danielson doesn't like to do. But yeah, there was plenty of opportunity to put the Zack Sabre Jr. and Brian Danielson match last for the main event. That clearly didn't happen. But of course, it all made sense for Edge to debut Adam Copeland. Adam Copeland is the name that they're using.
Yeah.
And they're also calling him the Rated R Superstar.
I guess he got that trademarked.
Well, he didn't get a trademark, but most importantly, WWE had not trademarked it since like 2020. So they dropped the ball on that. They didn't trademark it. So now Tony Khan probably swooped on in, or Tony Khan or Edge or Adam Copeland himself ended up getting that trademarked.
Did they trademark the name Edge, or he chose?
They must have.
Or they chose, or did he choose just to go to with Adam? Who the heck is this?
Goof. I don't know. It could be so many people. Or as Taz said, the Rated R Superstar. Yeah, that's hilarious. Taz, when he gets excited, he tends to misuse words, kind of like I do. But yeah.
It's the New York accent.
It's the New York accent. That's it.
It's the Bronx, you know.
That's it. But safe to say, it was pretty cool. And Edge was even at the media scrum afterwards. He was the first person there. He expressed how he's really excited to see what's kind of going to happen. He expressed that he felt that he was re-energized and revived almost to the point where it felt like he was back at doing indie shows again, to the extent where he felt that excitement.
Right.
And just the fact that there's so many superstars here that he hasn't had a match with. And now that he finally could. So there's so many there's so many options for him to face off people he wasn't able to either face because they weren't in WWE, or WWE wasn't going to give that kind of feud a time of day. So Edge is pretty excited. They did ask about Beth Phoenix. He did kind of mention, like, listen, we'll see what happens. But Beth Phoenix is kind of always in his ear when it comes to certain things that he's doing. And what, you know, like I mentioned, Beth Phoenix was part of the intro for the You Think You Know Him thing. So no Beth Phoenix yet, but he says that could come and we'll see what happens there. But Edge was really excited. Edge ended up apparently apparently one fan had seen him while he was in Seattle, funny. And he's just like, shh, don't say anything. And the fan thankfully didn't say anything. And Beth Phoenix kind of broke the news on X as well. I think she did it while it was happening, though. I don't know if it was like waiting for or anything, but she did it while it was happening. And Adam had left her a note. And then if you read between the lines, if you will, it said AEW and all that. So pretty cool. It'd be interesting just because, you know, there's a lot of matches. Well, now we can kind of see what Edge can do without any handcuffs on, if you will. Right. You know what I mean? He's no longer going to have to. He's no longer going to have to be so closed up in terms of certain moves he can do. Maybe we'll see different moves by him. I guess we'll find out October 10th because that's going to be his first match against Luchasaurus. Which is a Tuesday. And that is a whole other thing that we're going to talk about.
Title Tuesday.
Also, Tony Khan's birthday, as Tony Khan mentioned, like 5,000 times during the media scrum. So he's excited for that.
You know what that means, right?
What does that mean?
He's a Libra.
That does mean he's a Libra. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I'm not good with my zodiac signs unless it's mine. I don't know it. Or my brother's, because I know when he's thing. But that's it. Fair. So they're making it on a Tuesday. So Luchasaurus and Edge, they did announce a few matches technically for the Tuesday already.
Do us Canadians catch it on Tuesday, or is it gonna be really catch it on Wednesday?
I don't know. I guess that's up to TSN and what TSN is doing on the Tuesday.
Baseball, you know, baseball.
Yeah, there is baseball. We'll see what happens. I'm pretty sure you can catch it online though if you go to the TSN app or something. I know, but you know, you already have TSN. Just open the freaking app. You have internet, clearly, since you're here with me right now. So, yeah, no, you'll just have to open the
app. This is AI. This is just an AI imagination,
which you would still need an internet for, technically.
Right.
Just saying.
Right.
Just saying.
Bomb.
Yeah. No worries. So big news. Edge is all elite. Adam Copeland is all elite. I gotta stop using Edge. I'm pulling an MJF. MJF mentioned Edge during the media scrum.
But it's so like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Weird.
What's his name?
Yeah, but Rated R Superstar. I don't know. It isn't
Adam Copeland. It'll kick in. It'll kick in.
It's lame, like his first T-shirt. So plain.
It's lame, like his first T-shirt.
It's a square with an R, and like.
I mean, wasn't that his first T-shirt for WWE as well, though? Technically, wasn't it like kind of like a square with an R too? It wasn't a great T-shirt. They did come up with a bunch of other ones though, so maybe his first WWE T-shirt was somewhat like that with the Rated R Superstar. Anyway.
At least we can buy one now. No, sorry, continue.
Yeah, no, we can. I mean, if you want to buy one for sure, it's definitely there to buy. But you mentioned it in like the design. Maybe they'll come out with new ones for you. Big Red doesn't like it.
I gotta call TK. Hey, TK, what's happening?
What's going on? That's it. So I guess we can also talk about, well, we would probably have to talk about first the weekend, because I think the weekend is so Wrestle Dream. How did you
amazing.
Like it?
I loved it. There were some matches that were meh, but there were some matches that were like, if you were watching this pay-per-view with someone who doesn't watch wrestling, well, you fast forward a bit to the Sabre and Daniels match, and it was art. Match of the year, in my opinion. Match of the year.
Okay. Great match. Nothing wrong with the match. I guess I'm not a fan of over technical matches.
That's it.
I did enjoy it. I thought it was cool. I do like the match for what it was. I understand what they're doing. I understand the art of it and everything like that. Fun match, but I guess I'm not overly a fan of it being too technical like that. It was pretty crazy to see all to
but
see
that
them
was
both.
The point.
I know, and that's why I'm saying it how I'm saying it. So I did enjoy the match, but also at the same time, it's not necessarily my cup of tea, you know. But fun match, crazy matchup. I'm surprised they gave Bryan Danielson the win.
In a pinfall, which I'm not.
Not just in a pinfall, in doing an actual, I think he ended up doing his, he did his, what's his finisher there? His kick,
goat kick?
The what?
Wasn't it the goat kick?
I don't think it's called the goat kick there. But yeah, he ended up doing an actual maneuver to finish it off and pin him. Yeah. So, and I think they did that for a reason, because they wanted Zack Sabre Jr. still to be technically the best technical wrestler.
Well, technically there was supposed to be a number two, but in New Japan.
He's supposed number two to who?
Like a rematch.
Oh, okay, and I'm sure they can definitely do that for sure.
I think that's the plan for it to happen. They want that match to happen again, but not in AEW, but in New Japan. So
that's fine. I mean, we got one here. You know, the entire Inoki family was there because it was Wrestle Dream, right? They did the whole opening for that. The fact that they had Christian also smirk in the background. Because they were there for the kids were there for their grandfather,
number one dad,
kind of freaking hilarious. But yeah, Christian's probably one of the he's done his greatest heel work now, so it was pretty cool to see that. Yeah, so Zack Sabre Jr. and Bryan Danielson, great match, very technical. It was fun. Again, just maybe not my cup of tea per se, but just seeing.
Okay, but what is your cup of tea? Because you don't like tentacle. You don't like strong style.
Oh, I don't mind strong style.
But you don't like
it. Listen, anyways, it's not a bitching towards it. It was a great match.
I'm asking what?
No, I'm more comfortable with the actual, I don't mind the ROH pure fight rules, or I'm just a fan of them doing I'm just a fan of doing them a mix of both, a little bit of technical and then a little bit of thing. Like Bret Hart would kind of do both kind of thing, right? He was more technical, but then he would also have his moves and so on. But it was really cool to see. It was really cool to see them just reverse each other like constantly all the time. So it was fine. It was good for what it was. And then that's it. I'll leave it like that. And I think it was kind of good that they didn't have it as the main event, because I feel like the fans would still be in awe, but they would still be left out with something. So maybe that was it. I think ending with the crazy hardcore match that they did ended up working pretty well. Yeah, so just to kind of run through it quick, we had MJF defeat the Righteous Ones. This match was fun.
It
was pretty cool to see MJF do his freaking kangaroo kick again. But he makes it work.
He does, but it's lame.
Eddie Kingston defeated Shibata to retain his NJPW Strong and ROH World title. It was okay. I'm not a fan of Eddie Kingston's work, but that was more kind of just hard hitting. It was all right. Not bad. We got then Chris Statlander, who defeated Julia Hart for the TBS championship. Julia Hart just keeps getting better. Really impressed every time I see her now with what she's doing. I guess she did take the loss because she is going to go on a little hiatus for a little bit because she is getting married and going to go on her honeymoon to Lee Johnson. So she's going to be gone for a little bit. So when she comes back, we'll kind of see what happens. So Chris Statlander did retain. Young Bucks defeated the Guns, Lucha Brothers, and Hook and Orange Cassidy. And this would determine who they face for the
that's another disappointment.
I honestly think the Guns maybe should have won. I thought the Guns looked the strongest in that match. They certainly did a lot more than I thought they would have. And yeah, they seem to be improving in the ring. I guess getting FTR versus the Young Bucks again is always fun.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Okay.
It's not. It's we've seen it already. It's like the same thing we could say with the Bucks versus the Lucha Bros. We've seen it already.
Yeah, but it's still an entertaining matchup. I just don't think you like the Bucks.
That's not the point.
That's the point, clearly, because you don't like the Bucks. But that's what happened. Yeah, that's what...
It's pathetic.
That's what happened there. For me, one of the top matches for me was Swerve Strickland versus Hangman Adam Page.
We have a good match.
I thought that match, Swerve put it all out there. He ended up getting the win, and I think this is Swerve's rise to getting a championship match pretty soon. On the media scrum, we saw a lot of wrestlers give props, such as Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho, to Swerve. Swerve was also on the media scrum as well, and he was in a kayfabe mode though. Mm-hmm. So
someone's thirsty.
Yep. He was in kayfabe mode though, so he ended up just kind of being a little bit cocky since he's a heel. And yeah, so really excited for what Swerve's going to do next, because that match, Hangman Adam Page did great as well. But that match was really, really fun. Really, really fun. And aside from the Zack Sabre, Bryan Danielson match, that match is probably my match of the night as well.
Really?
Yeah, definitely enjoyed it. I mean, sure, Christian Cage match, Christian Cage versus Darby was pretty cool. But in terms of an actual wrestling match as well, Swerve and Hangman definitely get my vote for, I guess, runner up from Zack Sabre to Zack Sabre and Bryan Danielson. Ricky Starks defeated Wheeler Yuta. I don't know. It was okay. Felt like it was kind of a quick match. I'm not really remembering much of that matchup. That was on Zero Hour, no?
Sorry, repeat that again.
Was that on Zero Hour?
I don't remember.
Do you recall? Okay. So I think that was on the Zero Hour thing there. Callis Family defeated Jericho and the Golden Lovers.
You're talking about the Omega match?
No, man. You got to listen to your own co-host. I'm talking about the Ricky Starks versus Wheeler Yuta match.
No, that was not the Zero Hour.
No. I feel like that was on Zero Hour because John Moxley was out there. Oh, no, John Moxley was out there on Zero Hour for the Claudio versus Josh Barnett match.
Right.
Right. So maybe it wasn't on the Zero Hour. I'm just not recalling the match. Too much damn wrestling. Yeah, so we'll go on. Callis Family defeated Jericho and the Golden Lovers. They obviously cheated to win. This match was pretty fun. Callis Family couldn't afford to lose, though. So
I didn't enjoy it.
Well, I mean, it was all right. It was, seeing Ospreay in there and Omega kind of going back and forth. Jericho as well going back and forth. It was a decent match. I didn't have any issues with it. But Callis Family ended up winning. I don't know what Don Callis ended up hitting Jericho with, but that's Sammy Guerrero ended up getting the pin on Jericho.
Right.
For that, FTR defeated Aussie Open. So that's why FTR is going to be facing the Young Bucks for FTR and Young Bucks 4, if I'm not mistaken.
See? Four. Not one, not two, not three, four.
Yeah, I mean, they did FTR and the Briscoes three times as well, though. And I think that is kind of a year and a half. And it's going to be good, too. You just don't like the Young Bucks.
No.
Anything FTR is in is golden. Aussie Open looked amazing, and I think that's partly also due to FTR helping them out. But Aussie Open is a really fun tag team. A really good tag team, and they ended up losing. But this match would have been my top five as well. And I say top five because there was just so many matches. Top five as well. And that is pretty much your Wrestle Dream card. I didn't mark down the 0 hour matches because I didn't see any of them. Aside from
the Claudio match was okay.
The which match?
The Claudio.
Claudio match, Josh Barnett. I saw the ending to that when they were hugging at the end kind of thing. Right. Throughout, though, someone that's got to get a nod, though, throughout all of this is John Moxley on commentary.
Well, the fines he's going to... he's.
Yeah, he apparently got fined for the 0 hour for swearing. So that's fucked up. But that... He just let it all fucking go. Calling Bryan Danielson a fucking vegan cannibal was fucking hilarious. Yeah, no, he was great on commentary. Definitely got to have more Moxley on commentary because that shit is hilarious. Put Mox there and take out JR. Sorry, JR.
Leave the man alone.
I mean, you know, or put Moxley there and take out Taz.
Whatever. No.
Fine, just add a chair for Moxley. But Moxley was freaking hilarious. There was so many.
I personally rather listen to him talk than him wrestle.
Wouldn't go that far. Well, but certainly pretty cool to see him on commentary. I know he did it a little bit in WWE.
Did he?
But it didn't last long. But I think he was on the pre-show. For a bit.
I don't recall.
No. That's fair. It's been a while. Did you end up watching NXT No Mercy?
I did.
So truth be told, I ended up only watching because of I wanted to watch the Bex and
very good match.
Stratton match, but I also wanted to see if Jade was going to come in. That was kind of my thing. WWE's been talking about Jade Cargill. They've been promoting her like as the next big thing, which, you know, they're obviously going to do. And I said, okay, she's probably going to show up during this matchup. But man, did I end up watching a few other matches. Ilya Dragunov versus Carmelo Hayes. Crazy fucking epic match. I did not watch the NXT when they did it in Great American Bash, so I didn't watch that one, and that one apparently was also pretty fire. But this one was just nonstop action, and Ilya Dragunov, just every time I watch him, he's always has fire matches.
I think,
and he ended up winning the NXT World Championship.
I think he's my guy when it comes to NXT. Like every match that he has, like pay per view wise, it's like 5-star.
Yeah, no, he definitely leaves it all out in the ring for sure.
Even with the match at the NXT UK with the Gartner. Amazing.
Oh yeah. No, that match was that's still like in my top. That's going to be in my top of the fucking last decade kind of thing. Yeah. That match was so fire.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. What he does, what he could take. Oh.
Yeah. No. He was great. And then Carmelo Hayes, because again, I don't watch NXT all that often. So Carmelo Hayes, I've seen a few matches. But man, the guy can go too. No question, he's gonna be going up to the main roster sometime soon. There,
I think that's
definitely gonna happen.
I think that's why he lost the title. He's going up there soon, like really, like soon.
Yeah, very possible. He could be the one going up to SmackDown, right? Oh, that could be a thing. and then, of course, Becky Lynch. So, well, yeah, so we'll get to... So just the other ones. Dominic had lost his title to Trick Williams. So Carmelo loses his bout. Trick Williams gains the NXT.
I'm not a fan of Dirty Dom. But this match with the Tricks was also a very good match. Like, very good match.
Yeah, it seems like ever since he's been on NXT, though, he's been actually having a lot better matches. Even the match he did on Raw, technically, was he just keeps getting better. I don't know who's training him now, but whoever he's training with is definitely helping him out for sure. Could be, in fact, it could be Mommy Rhea Ripley. That's very possible.
No, but he's doing amazing work.
Very good. Yeah, no, he's killing it. So almost to the point where a lot of the legends can't believe how well he's doing so quick with the matches he's getting. So kudos to Ray for believing in his son. And it took a little while, but he's getting there. And he's clearly... He's clearly training. So... That is happening. Another great match was the Dar versus Butch match. Noam Dar versus Butch in the...
That was a very good match.
Heritage Cup. First Heritage Cup I've watched, technically. So...
It's more or less like the pure champion on the Ring of Honor.
A little bit.
More or less.
A little bit, yeah. So I don't think it has the rope scenario thing, though. No, but it's just like 3 minute rounds kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. And Noam Dar ended up winning 2-1.
They should make it to a title, not a freaking trophy. That's just my thing.
But besides that, it's probably gonna, I think if you end up winning the cup, you do get to at least
carry the cup.
Well, no, but I mean, I think you'll eventually get yourself maybe to get a title at some point or something. I didn't mention anything, but no point of Butch winning because, you know, Butch is fantastic, but he's already has a main roster spot too.
Are we getting Pete Dunne back? Do you know anything?
I guess not. Because I feel like, you know, if they were going to say Pete Dunne, they would have mentioned it. But looks like Butch is here to stay. I guess when Vince ended up changing that, it kind of just stuck. He's already had it for quite some time. So it looks like they're just keeping it.
Oh, okay.
And for some reason, Baron Corbin defeated Bron Breakker.
And I hate Corbin. Like, he's next to Miz on my list.
Oh, okay.
But also a very good match.
Yeah, this, I believe it started up the show. I wasn't able to watch it, unfortunately.
It was action from before the bell rang.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess he ended up cheating to win?
No, Mr. Stone came.
Stone who?
That's his name, Mr. Stone.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, he came and helped Corbin.
Oh, okay.
They didn't really want to help Corbin, but he helped them anyway.
But he helped them anyways. Yeah, because Bron Breakker is technically... Aren't they both heel, though, technically? I guess Baron Corbin's kind of a face now.
Well, on that night, they were going for Corbin. But you didn't watch the match, right?
I didn't watch the match at all.
The entrance of Baker is so ridiculously stupid.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
He had, like, a dog mask, but it was like real fur, like you had to see it. Like, it was like, what the hell is he wearing? It's something you could buy at Dollarama.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Corbin's interest was cool with the motorcycle and everything.
Okay, but Breaker had a stupid dollar store mask on, which
it was not really a mask, it was like a fur thing that went over his shoulders, and he had it on for like 2 seconds and just threw it out. It was like, it's ridiculous.
Anyway, okay, I was like, that's fair. And then, of course, the main event, The main event, of course, Becky Lynch versus Tiffany Stratton in an Extreme Rules match, and match was completely fire. Tiffany Stratton looked amazing as well. This girl can go. She took all the punches. She got up like a champ, and she took it again. And
technically, she's doing this only for like 2 to 3 years only, which is mind blowing. She's been doing this for like 2 to 3 years only.
Yeah,
which is mind blowing.
And yeah, no, she looks like she's ready for that main roster push too. Yeah. So, she's already been champion. Mm-hmm. She unfortunately lost to Becky Lynch.
We knew that she was gonna lose. Like, we knew, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, Becky Lynch was on her, what did she call it? Her world tour or something?
Yeah, world tour.
So, you know, I figured that was happening a little bit more. And that's why I kind of thought Jade was going to end up showing up.
Jade's not coming to NXT.
Well, I mean, they should probably start her in NXT, though. I mean, I know she's a big name, or they're promoting her as a big name.
Okay,
and all
she's
that.
Not a big name. They're making it to a point like a big name, but she's not
that's
a big name.
Saying. She's somewhat a big name. Yeah, she's a name. She's not Edge big name, right? Where they kind of switched Edge going to AEW and WWE getting Jade to an extent. But she's a big name-ish. But that's why I think you should still kind of start her on NXT. And her getting a feud with Bex would have been crazy cool. And Bex T, let's fucking go. You know what I mean?
Like I think Jay we're gonna. I think I think they're gonna put it right away in the pitch, in the world title picture right away.
Yeah, looks like it might be going that way. They keep doing the promos, and I feel like they keep doing the promos on Raw. There is talks that Jade will be at Fastlane just to show up there. So who knows if she'll interfere?
Does Ripley have a match with Jax for Fastlane?
I don't even know where Ripley is, to be honest with you. I think Ripley's still technically injured. So
she was there this week.
Was she there this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess someone did not watch Raw.
I did. I guess I was half asleep.
It was the beginning.
Oh, well, that's it. I was still working, technically. Okay, so she was there. She's back. And... Yeah. Let's check if we
basically it was supposed to be Jax versus your friend Shayna.
Yep.
But there was no match because they were.
I'm still here.
Okay, you just here. He they fought before the bell rang. They were fighting everywhere, anywhere, and then after that. Rodriguez came to join them because her and Jax are having issues as well. And out of nowhere, right. Ripley came and started beating everyone up. And then she started beating up Jax. And then after that, all cleared up.
Yes. And yeah. I feel like Raquel was, Raquel even talked to her, right? Like, hey, let's kind of team up to go after Nia or something. Yeah. So okay. More or less. Yeah. Now it's ringing a bell. Well, it hasn't been announced, at least, that it's a match. Yeah. But anything change.
It's Saturday. It's a Saturday.
I know. Right now, we got John Cena and LA Knight versus the Bloodline, which would be, of course, Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso.
Which is the main event.
Which is the main event. We got Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura in a last man standing match, which that promo ended up being Fuego as well on Raw.
I think that's where we're going to see Seth lose the title.
I think that might be a possibility as well. I love what they're doing with Shinsuke, though, especially for him to talk, doing the whole vignettes there and him talking and having the subtitles. Pretty bad.
This shows that Vince is not in the picture no more.
I mean, perhaps. No,
Vince would not make him talk. He would just do his little, what he's been doing before doing this.
Right. Or, you know, he might just go back to the no speaking English.
Amazing work.
Yeah. Really, really loving this feud. One of the better feuds that's happening on Raw. Mm-hmm. We might also potentially see a DIY match because Gargano helped Tommaso Ciampa in the main event when he faced Gunther. So maybe we'll see an Imperium versus DIY, which would be super badass. And would be really excited for that. And maybe to your point, maybe Vince isn't in the picture because.
But don't we have? Don't we have Cody and the main event Uso at Fastlane 2 for the tag team titles?
Not according to CBS, we don't.
I remember hearing that. Supposed to be Cody and the main event Uso. Versus the Judgment Day for the tag
team title. So I think that was just announced on Raw, though. Yes.
Right.
I do recall that being a thing.
I'm saying, Big Red is saying that this is where Judgment Day loses their tag team titles.
A potential screw over with. A potential screw over with. Damien and McDonough, something fuckery goes there.
Yes,
you also see one of the Judgment Day members leaving.
Well, Priest is leaving sooner or later.
Yeah, very possible. Very possible. That would make sense. Give it to someone else. Judgment Day. If you're going to continue that feud between McDonough and Damien or Damien and Finn, that would make sense to do completely.
I think Priest goes and. McDonough comes.
Yep. Not in that way. That sounds very dirty, but I get what you mean. Someone was going to say it because we have a lot of creepers and immature people watching. So, So that could very well happen. Uso and Cody, kind of a cool tag. I don't know if they need to win the tag team championships, though.
But no, they don't need to. But it's going to happen because it's going to make the story even more. It's going to continue the story.
It is going to continue the story. That you're absolutely right about. It will continue the story for Cody.
He lost his chance with a Bloodline chief, and he wins it with one of the Bloodline members, former members.
That's it. And I don't know. Dare I say maybe they'll... I feel like there's going to be some kind of fuckery going on there. I do think Drew might somehow get involved or something. And I feel like Drew and Miz might be a match, by the way, too. Happening at Fastlane.
I don't care about Drew and I don't care about the Miz.
No, that's you definitely don't care about the Miz, that's for sure. Drew, they are trying to make heel. Unless it's going to be Drew and one of the New Day members. Because they have been also doing that a lot.
Another thing, there's a lot of people that lately I don't care about.
Okay.
They're not doing nothing for me. It's plain.
Well, it's filler. Yeah, it's filler.
It's a lot of filler. It's Hollywood Valley filler. It's
yes. So the it is official on WWE's website. Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. That is for sure. Yeah, because I remember them mentioning that for sure. Yeah, but that's only four matches. So there's definitely going to be a lot more. And yeah, I guess we'll find out a lot more on SmackDown unless they announce it on X or something. So with that, I guess we do have to see a change up though. With the tag titles, I don't know. We'll see. We shall see what happens. Don't see Cody. I don't think Jimmy needs... Jay. Is it Jay, right? Jay needs to be...
That's not the point if they need. The point is it's to extend
Tell us to extend the Judgment Day storyline, though. That would make sense. If there's going to be a breakup of the Judgment Day, that could work. And then, who knows, maybe DIY can face Cody and Jay and win it off them or something. Or maybe even Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn get it back. And I get my dream match of DIY versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Let's go.
And are they doing the... I haven't heard anything of the Raw versus SmackDown for Survivor Series, or that's...
I haven't heard of anything yet.
Okay, because I was going to say, if they do that, they got to split those titles, tag team titles.
Right. Yeah, they would probably... I don't know if they... I don't know.
Because
they
might technically, not it has been reported...
They are still keeping it two belts, though, so it's very possible.
It's reported that there's new titles already made.
Oh yeah,
right. They're just waiting when it's gonna. They're just waiting for the right time. Well, Survivor Series is the right time. So let's go. I'm fed up seeing those quarters.
Right. No, that's fair, and they might make it somewhat similar to Rollins's title. So that's possible.
I think NXT, for like the WWE wise, has the nicest titles. Like the tag team titles are nice in NXT.
Tag team titles, yeah, they do look pretty good. NXT's titles are pretty decent for sure. Mm-hmm. WWE went weird for the title belts for a while there, so they are slowly coming back. They just got to get rid of all the colored belts, and they're slowly but surely getting rid of them.
Just put a black and white. That's it. Blue and red, freaking look like, starting to look like a Skittle.
Yeah, or black and gold kind of thing. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Makes sense. We shall see with that. All that to say for NXT and so NXT is obviously they have their regular NXT every Tuesday. They did announce that John Cena, Cody Rhodes, and Paul Heyman would be on the show.
And
who else?
Asuka.
And Asuka. Oh, shit. Okay. Asuka's also going to be on the show as well.
I wonder why. Do you know why, JLB? I don't know.
Because no one's ready for Asuka.
Why?
I don't know why. Well, I mean, I'll tell you why.
There's nothing.
So hold on. So first of
all, October 10th.
October 10th. You mean Tony's birthday on October 10th? I'm sure something's happening on his birthday. I'm sure of it. Before we get to what else is happening on Tuesday, Cody Rhodes is there to make a big announcement. Mentioned maybe it might be an NXT star going to SmackDown, or it could be something for the Dusty Classic. He hasn't had the Dusty Classic in a while, so it could be something for that. They are doing a tournament. What was it called?
Breakout
tournament for the woman in NXT, you know, or the unknown woman in NXT, if you will.
You know who's one of the female wrestlers that is in the tournament, right?
Who?
It's my goodness, I just had his name in my tongue and I just forgot.
Her name. The breakout tournament is a bunch of females.
Yes, but I'm thinking about the father.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, continue talking.
It'll come to you. All right, it'll come to you. So Cody Rhodes is going to make a big announcement. John Cena and Paul Heyman are going to be on the side of
Santino.
Hey,
Santino Marella's daughter.
Oh,
yes. Her name is Grace. Grace. She's the one with the crown on her head.
Okay. Well, just yeah, I don't know. I don't watch NXT enough to really know, but that's kind of cool. Santino's daughter is part of the breakout tournament. Dun, 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 dun. Let's see here. Dum 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 dum. So their promos were pretty cool, though.
Yes.
That they did for the breakout tournament. Okay, so with that, all right, I am going off screen, so it doesn't look all that crazy. So, breakout tournament contestants, WWE announced the return of NXT's Women Breakout Tournament. The first round matches are finally set to begin on tonight's episode of NXT. Official bracket. So here it is.
If I hear her name, I'm going to know what it is.
Absolutely. If my computer would load, that would be nice too. So it is going to be Keelan Jordan versus Izzy Dame.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to have Ariana Grace.
That's her.
That's her. Okay, perfect. Ariana Grace versus Jakara Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have Carmen Petrovic versus Jada Parker.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we all thought there she was going to be called Jada Parker.
Mm.
But that was clearly for the up-and-comer in NXT. And we got Danny Palmer versus Lola Vice.
And Lola Vice is going to win.
Lola Vice seems pretty badass, though. She has the whole heel gimmick working out. And just from those promos, it seems pretty awesome. But they did have something on NXT already. You had, so as of now, it's unclear on tonight's NXT, but it already happened. Okay, this was before. So one of those matches certainly happened on NXT. But Lola Vice was pretty, looked pretty badass, and she definitely had her gimmicks, gimmick down and all that. So curious to see who wins that. And yes. So on to explaining. So by the way, John Cena, John Cena is going to be on the side of who?
Hayes.
Carmelo Hayes. Are you sure Carmelo Hayes? Carmelo Hayes is heel though. I don't think it's Hayes. John Cena and Paul.
Well, Paul Heyman's with the Breaker.
Yes, Paul. For huge names. So Cena will be when former. Yes, so you're right. Cena will be with Carmelo Hayes' corner when he faces Bron Breakker, who turns out will have Heyman in his corner. So this to me makes complete no doesn't really exactly. make
it makes sense. No sense. Which makes Breakker a Paul Heyman guy. Look at that. He just got promoted.
There you go. That's it. So maybe that's what might happen. Who the fuck knows? He might randomly join the Bloodline, even though he's nowhere near Samoan. But you know, crazier things have happened in the WWE.
He doesn't look Usy enough.
Eh?
He doesn't look Usy enough.
No, he definitely doesn't. And so the reason why all this is happening, why you're seeing all these stars, is because Tony Khan did mention that AEW next week will be on Tuesdays, and it will be Title Tuesdays. And you are going to have also Edge's first matchup on Dynamite Tuesday, which he will face Luchasaurus.
Mm.
So much for not being competition, huh, NXT? Like,
No competition on Tuesday.
No competition on Tuesday. So, yeah, they're bringing out all the stars for NXT on Tuesday. And I'm curious to see how Tony Khan will one up that, because I imagine Tony Khan will bring in someone else as well. They almost have to.
Or then, who's he gonna bring now? Monet?
No, Monet apparently isn't ready. She still has her leg thing happening.
Is there anyone that's free that? unless they
who have been released. No, not technically, because a lot of them would have 90-day no complete clauses, no compete clauses. For AEW Tuesday.
Maybe they probably he's probably gonna say the Edge match is commercial free or something.
He probably what?
He's probably gonna say that the Adam Copeman, match is commercial free.
Adam Copeland. I mean, he doesn't really need to do that
because
that would be kind of cool.
I'm sorry. There's nothing much you can do. Well, look, this is better than having Phil. That's what I
think. Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, seeing Edge wrestle in an AEW ring is going to be really cool. They also did announce a few other matches. You're also going to have Bryan Danielson versus Swerve Strickland, which should be pretty fun for the TNT Championship.
Repeat that again.
Bryan Danielson versus Swerve Strickland.
Why would it be for the TNT Championship?
We'll face Swerve Strickland for what number one contendership for the TNT Championship.
I mean, Swerve wins.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned that. John Moxley will also be making his return and challenge for the International Championship again. And of course, he will be facing Rey Fénix.
So Moxley wins his title back?
That's very possible. Yep. Jay White will also be in action on Title Tuesdays as he will face Hangman Adam Page.
What do you think of that rivalry?
Jay White and MJF?
Yeah. Does it tingle you? Do you get tickled?
I think it might be a fun fun matchup. I think that might be pretty interesting. They're clearly telling a story here. On top of that, on this week's Dynamite, he ended up taking MJF's title with him, right? So
do you know what I'm starting to think?
What you're referring to? Who's the guy behind the mask?
Yeah,
I'm almost certain it's Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah, but I think he's with Jay White.
Well, yeah, but I don't think Jay White knew it was him that hit him, technically, or whatever. It could have been planned or whatever have you.
Oh, it's planned. It's planned. It's 100% planned.
100% planned. Or Adam Cole could have just did that. Adam Cole could have. Yeah, I mean, it could just be planned because we just saw Jay White come back the week after. We thought he'd be injured for a bit, but that clearly didn't happen. So we also did see the hilarious skit between Adam Cole and Roderick Strong. So it almost looks like it's going to be Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, and the Kingdom, who were the men behind that. So it might not have anything to do necessarily with Jay White's group, per se.
So this would be like Adam Cole screwing MJF, and then MJF would come back to his own self and just being.
Well, he already called himself a raging narcissistic. So MJF as a face, though, is hilarious because he's still the exact same person, and he's still doing the exact same things, but he's still the same, and it's still awesome, and the fans are still behind it because, after all, He's our scumbag. So, you know.
That's correct. That is right.
With that, I don't think necessarily there's any more crazy hot topics. We kind of went through NXT, No Mercy, Wrestle Dream. All in all. And technically, we also went through little bit of Raw with DIY coming back. Let's go on to our our tops and drops.
We go to our tops and drops?
No, yes, no.
Or you want to go over and under?
I don't know. Whichever one you feel is more comfortable, whatever, whichever one you're more comfortable with.
Let's go to Top and Draw.
Ups and drops. So my pick, top match of the week, of the entire week so far, I am going to have to give it to Swerve Strickland and Adam Page. I really enjoyed that matchup quite a bit. Sorry, Xavier and Danielson. You were fun. Just not my cup of tea, but you are certainly going to be on everyone else's top for sure. I'm just weird like that. So that's my top match. Top promo segment would have to be the MJF and Roderick Strong segment. I thought that was pretty hilarious. Top moment got to be Edge debuting. Pretty cool to see. Maybe Darby Allin also taking those steel step bumps. That was pretty gruesome to watch. And apparently this guy's he apparently had a broken arm and he's still gonna go and climb Mount Everest, apparently. So
of course he is.
Freaking Darby is adrenaline junkie there. So we'll see what happens there. I'd be remiss to not say also Ilya Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes as a top match. That match was just out of this world. You know what? I think I'm switching my match to that. Just forget about it. Ilya Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes, freaking fire with Becky and Stratton being a really close second there too. I'll give it to NXT. NXT put up some pretty fire matches there. Drops.
You lost me.
Huh?
You lost me.
I lost you with what?
You said so many ups. I was like, where are we going?
Okay, ups. One match. Ilya Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes. Okay, that's my match segment. My up segment is gonna be I don't know, man. It's the top segment of the week. You know what I mean? So it works.
Sure.
Would be the Adam Cole and Roderick Strong segment. That's my tops, if you will.
Who's your wrestler?
Top wrestler,
if you have one.
Top wrestler, I think I am going to go with Ilya Dragunov. The fact that he won the belt, he's well deserved. Every match that he tends to do, pretty fuego. So yeah, Ilya Dragunov is my pick. Drops.
Yeah, go for it.
Ooh.
You're gonna hate my drops.
Oh yeah. Drops. So drop wrestler, Drew McIntyre. I'm just not caring, bud. Really don't care what's going on there with you. And drop segment.
I don't even know we're doing segments, but okay.
No, that's fine. I'm sorry. I'm just very unprepared. So whatever you have prepared there. So drop wrestler, Drew McIntyre, drop match. Drop match.
There's too many good ones for it to be a drop. So like,
oh no, but I'm thinking of something on SmackDown or Raw, technically. I will go with. Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
If you don't have one, you don't have one.
I don't have one.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, so just Drew McIntyre takes the cake.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Eddie Kingston and Shibata. didn't care for the match at all. I know a lot of people probably like the strong styles type, but I don't know. It just didn't do anything for me. Probably should have just gave the title to Shibata or something, but clearly that didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
And Shibata-san might actually end up being All Elite at some point.
Really? I heard about contract, that. Yes.
His contract has ended or is ending in New Japan, so that might be a thing. So maybe we'll get to see more of Shibata, just hopefully not with Eddie Kingston.
We'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see, indeed. All right, good sir, it's your turn.
Okay. What did I put? Okay, we're doing ups, right? My up match. You guessed it, Brian.
Tops.
Sorry.
He takes a couple uppers. He's down to a couple downers.
My top match, of course, it's Brian versus Sabre Jr. Art, peace.
Are you trying to say masterpiece?
Masterpiece, that's an art piece. Masterpiece. Okay. I start sitting and I finish watching that match standing.
Yeah.
I did not like the ending because it was a technical match. It should have been a technical finish. But that's, we can't have everything in life.
Right.
This freaking phone is always dying. Not dying, but closing. Then we go. I don't have a promo. There was no promos that interested me for it to be a top.
Okay.
But my top wrestler is the number one dad, Christian Cage. I love everything. Even his the media scum after the pay-per-view. It was amazing. Everything he said, even when he was talking about Wayne, he's a good kid. He's a good kid.
Obviously. Have you ever watched any of his matches? No, I don't need to.
Amazing. Oh, I loved every single thing he said.
I really would have liked to have known, though, how he felt about Edge being there or Adam Copeland being there, though.
Yeah.
The problem with, I mean, I know MJF goes a pure kayfabe on those things, too. But I just really would have liked to have heard a genuine answer from Christian in regards to
Adam. But he doesn't care. He has no friends.
No, I know. That's it. That's it.
My drop. I don't have a match or a promo, but I have two superstars to mirror drops.
Okay.
One, Trick Williams. Not because of him personally, but the fact that they made him lose his North American title already to Dominic again. I think that's going to destroy the hype that he was going with.
That's fair. That might be more of a booking scenario, though, not necessarily due to Trick.
No, exactly. It's not Trick's fault, but in the sense of it's happening.
But made no sense, though, for sure.
No, made no sense, and I was like really happy. Because that match was amazing, anyway, and I think what happened with that decision made that match pointless to have it anyway.
Right.
My other wrestler or moment—it's only a moment—the Edge's debut. I was not. I found it flat, maybe because I thought I already knew it was going to happen. So when it happened, I'm like, oh, there you go. I was more pumped.
So much so, you're putting it as a drop.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Told you were not gonna like it.
That
I was more pumped.
Fucking horrible. Jesus.
I was more pumped for CM Punk's debut, and I'm a bigger Edge fan. If that makes any sense.
No, but I mean that's kind of fair. It was kind of rumored too. Yeah. But still, Jesus, to put it as a drop.
It was my drop. Yeah, it was my drop of the week. I am
fucked. Broke up on the wrong side of the bed or something.
I am so effing up. Well, it's exactly what Christian Cage told Adam, right? Fuck off.
So I'm fucked. Yeah. So that whole AEW, for those on Dynamite 2, Christian Edge wanted to basically him and Christian to tag again like they used to. And then Christian was like, no, fuck off.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, I think we'll eventually see that happen anyways. So
we're going to see them versus the Hardys.
I mean, I feel like that might happen at some point, but we'll definitely see them as a tag team. Yeah. There's almost no way he's not going to do that at some point. Might not be right away, but I feel like it would definitely happen.
Well, do you know what time it is?
It is time for Over and Under Rated.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. over. Okay, you go first this time.
My overrated superstar, Warlow. He was gone since June. I didn't miss him. I don't miss him. I didn't care he was there. And I'm happy it lasted less than 2 minutes. Point for now. Fair to say?
That's a good call. Yep.
I really don't care. My underrated. I don't care. Yeah, whatever. My underrated, I have two superstars underrated this week.
Okay.
The promo that, I don't know if you saw, the promo that Tony Storm did.
Oh, my God. Amazing. That should have been one of my
Oscar
segments.
Oscar Award, Best Actress.
Yep. Timeless.
So, like, I loved her with her rock star gimmick. Mm-hmm. And last week, I did not like what was happening. But that promo, and now it's like fabulous.
Yeah, I think her and RJ City should become a thing, though. Like, legit have RJ City with her or something. Because
RJ City.
That was Fuego.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
He was part of the promo.
Yeah. And again, and also Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah.
Underrated. This match that she had with Becky proves that she's ready for the big lights.
The big lights. Yeah.
The bright lights.
The bright lights, the big lights, the main roster push. Definitely. I see that happening for sure. Good picks.
And that's that is, folks.
Yeah, overrated is gonna have to go with Drew again. Drew McIntyre spending too much time on my TV screen. By the way, fun little thing. So Riddle's obviously not there anymore.
McRiddle? Right? Yeah.
That was supposed to be the actual name, and they were going to start making McRiddle shirts.
McRiddle?
For Drew and Riddle. Yeah, so thank God that didn't happen. But that was their plan.
I so see McDonald's suing WWE.
If they would have came out with those shirts, I imagine they would have.
Because it sounds like McGriddle.
Well, no, then I don't think they can, right? Because it's McGriddle and McRiddle. I don't. Maybe for likeness, I don't know. It's a totally different establishment, though. One's a food industry. One's an entertainment industry.
Yeah, but it's no offense, but Americans sue for everything.
But I don't think they'd have. They wouldn't have a case. It's not a matter of just because you can sue, whether you win or not. There's a likeness factor there, but it's totally two different industries. And now Riddle is going to be actually doing his own cannabis brand.
You don't say.
Called OG Riddle or Riddle OG.
Doesn't Hogan have one now too?
Yeah, you guys yeah, I didn't. Does he? Yeah. I did not hear about that.
It's Hulkamania, Maniac, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hogan. Why would he have a straight? Just cause, why not? I feel like he might have more of a steroid brand or something. Like, not a freaking. Didn't. Okay, all that to say, so overrated, Drew. Just get out. I do agree with your Wardlow one, though. That is great. Still don't care about the dude. And you're still using people to squash, like Griff Garrison. Boom, got squashed. Underrated. Now I think he's no longer going to be underrated, but I'm giving it the Swerve. I think now it's his time. Let's go. And
let's go.
Who was Yeah, underrated goes to Swerve, and also we are going to give it to... I think I'm going to steal your pick, Stratton. Well, I don't know if she was necessarily ever really underrated per se. But I think I'm going to actually have to give it to Tegan Nox, because poor Tegan Nox.
Yeah, poor thing.
She was supposed to get her title shot. For right. some reason, they were going to do it on Raw, and then Bex was going to go pick someone else in NXT. To have her face her for the championship. Yeah, there was a fatal four-way match or something that happened on NXT. Her name was Valkyrie something. Oh, by the way, Hobbs also joined the Callis family.
Hobbs?
Yep.
When?
On Dynamite.
I guess I didn't finish watching Dynamite.
I guess you didn't. Yeah. So
I did finish watching Dynamite. I don't remember seeing that.
Well, then you missed Hobbs. So her name is Lila Valkyria. Valkyra. Sorry. They did a triple threat match to determine the new number one contender, and Lila Valkyria had won the match.
Okay.
Probably pronouncing her name wrong there, but that's who it was.
Most probably. All right.
And yeah, those are my under and over and unders.
Well, alrighty then.
And with that, so yeah, that's pretty much it. Huge week in wrestling in that regard. We still got a big week with Fastlane coming up.
Don't forget Tuesday. Don't forget Tuesday, people.
And then we do got the Tuesday Wars happening next week between Dynamite and NXT. So we'll certainly see what happens there. In terms of the ratings, AEW's ratings did come out. They made over 800,000 for Edge's debut. So not too bad. It wasn't as much as the ratings for their third anniversary show last year, which got over 1 million. But with football and everything, I don't know. There's no football on Wednesdays. No. Baseball, not even. But baseball has been screwing a lot of people over for a lot of things. Because they just continue with the baseball. And I don't care because the Jays aren't going anywhere.
Two terrible games.
Yeah. They're on like a crazy losing streak.
Well, they're right? done. They're done for the year. Right? So they're going. They're back home eating their whatever they eat in Toronto. And I don't know what's their main dish in Toronto.
What's their main dish?
I don't know.
Something. They're gonna go play golf. They're gonna go golfing. That's what they're gonna do.
Oh.
I gotta go golfing. All that. I don't know if there's necessarily any other big news.
Nope.
Per se, they keep hyping Jade up.
There is something big new. It's Tony Khan's birthday on Tuesday.
Oh Jesus! Yes, October 10th, Tony Khan's birthday. It'll be interesting to see what else he puts out.
You think he's gonna put something up?
I think there's definitely gonna be some sort of surprise.
Well, we got to watch and see.
No, we definitely got to watch and see. He didn't announce anything for this Wednesday, but I mean, he still has Rampage and Collision to announce something. So we shall certainly see, or he can always just announce it on Twitter if he wants. Boom. So with that, if you guys haven't watched NXT or AEW, definitely recommend you to watch for NXT, the Bex and Stratton match. Definitely check out the Ilya Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes match. Even the Dominic and Trick Williams matchup as well. All fun matches. And then, of course, Wrestle Dream, check out the main event. Darby Christian, check out Zack Sabre Jr. versus Bryan Danielson. Absolute fire technical matchup. And also check out Swerve and Hangman Adam Page. That match was also pretty fuego.
Yep.
And with all that, good sir, I guess we can come to a close unless there's anything else you're thinking of.
No. all not think of, but I wish everyone. Oh, we're losing power.
Hmm. Losing power. Just my light is being stupid.
I just want to wish everyone a happy Canadian Thanksgiving. How about that?
That's fair. Yeah, happy Canadian Thanksgiving to all our Canadians out there.
Gobble gobble.
Gobble 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 indeed. Should be such a, so make sure if you guys haven't gotten your turkeys, go get some turkey if you know, you like turkey, and if you're vegan.
I haven't seen any.
No, that's it. I'm pretty sure. And if you do see, it's probably going to be fucking crazy expensive.
There's one time I spent like $90 on a turkey.
Oh my god. Why?
It was the last minute and I couldn't find nothing else, and there was one left of like $90. 90 yeah. Macaroons.
That's crazy. For how big of a turkey?
It was a pretty big turkey.
Okay, better be for fucking, oh my god.
Well, I made a lot of things with that turkey. I made club sandwiches. I even made egg rolls out of that turkey.
Yeah, for sure.
We had turkey for like 2 weeks.
I bet. Yeah, okay, so it was worth it. $90 for 2 weeks of meals. Not bad. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so happy Canadian Thanksgiving to all the Canadians out there. Mm-hmm. And feel free to follow us at WTN Wrestling or W. Yes, right? Okay, that's how we do have it. Yeah, feel free to follow us on all our socials at WTN Wrestling. Twitch is WTN Wrestling Talk, WTN _ Wrestling Talk Now. And you can follow me, you can follow us there. You can follow me also at twitch.tv/JLBTLC25, where I stream video games and talk wrestling sometimes there. Big Red, where can they follow you, good sir?
At the WTN, and that's about it.
That's about it. So at WTN Wrestling. Check that out, and we'll obviously keep you posted on all the news going on there. And that is pretty much it. So thank you for all of the Caseys of the world, for the Aliskas of the world who called us goofs. We certainly appreciate you, although we're goofs. And if there's ever anybody else who has anything to comment, feel free to comment after the video. We always check out our comments afterwards. Mm-hmm. And that is pretty much how the cookie crumbles. So until next week, hopefully Kid Crazy can join us, where we'll do it all over again and discuss the best, the hot topics of the week, as well as our tops and drops and our over and under rateds. And that's pretty much it. So until next time, ciao for now.